to Daf Beis Amid Beis. Let's start from Elamiyata. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's start from Elamiyata to Hanilo. Leitzuras at Pesach. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. According to the Yisoid, according to our understanding at this point in time, that the Makor, according to the Rabbanon, comes from the Heichel. What were the exact dimensions of the Heichel? 10. Heichel was exactly 20 amos in height and 10 amos wide. Now the Heichel is Mamash Pesach, the real thing. Now we have a halacha. Now this is discussed much greater later in the Masechta, later in the Sperek, that you can create walls through what's called a Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, there's a good question. The Gemara, you have to have the remainder to be Oymed Meruba. It's very good in the Halacha Lamais when it comes to making Erbis Man Hazeh. The Olam is pretty much Mekel. With regard to, you don't need Oymed Meruba. This is Bachleik Sreshayim, the Yushalmi, the Bavli. It's all in the Mishnah Berurah. It's discussed in the Great Shulchan Aruch. But there is such a concept called the Tzuras HaPesach. All of our modern day Eruvim are all built upon this principle of making the Tzuras HaPesach. Two lechis and a koyer on top. And the halach, the Gemara tells us later on, a chiddush, that when it comes to a Tzuras HaPesach, there's no limitation of 10 amos. When it comes to a mavi, an alleyway, if the opening of the mavi is more than 10 amos wide, forget about it. No good. You need, there was a way, when is it no good? When you want to be misaking the mavoi with a lechi or a koira, then you're limited to a space of 10 amos of width, an opening of 10 amos. But if you want to be misaking the mavoi with what's called a tzuras HaPesach, you're not limited. You're not limited to the 10 amos. You're not limited to 10 amos. It's sufficient. It'll be kosher even if it's more than 10 amos wide. The question is why? Since at this point in time, the Gemara is of the understanding that the Makar for a tikkun of a Pesach, the tzur of the whole Makar for a Pesach, the concept of a Pesach only comes from the Heichel, and the Heichel was limited to a height of 20 and a width of 10. So even when you want to use a Tzuras HaPesach, just like a mavo more than 10 amos is no good, if you want to make a Tzuras HaPesach with a double lechi and a koyer on top, you also should be limited to the ultimate Pesach, which is not more than 10 amos wide. Elamiyata lo tehanu le Tzuras HaPesach, lo ha-heichol le Tzuras HaPesach havya, lo was a Tzuras HaPesach, that was the essence of the heichol. There are two mezuzos and a mashkev. It was only 10 amos. It was 10 amos wide, and that's it. But Allah Mitzvah, yeah, we learned in the Mishnah later on. You want to make an opening with the Tzuras HaPesach, even if it's wider, may eser amos einoy tzarich lemayit. So what's going on? If it's taka true, the makor for Rabbanan comes from the Heichel, as we assume now, all the Gemara really did it clearly at this point in time. The Gemara is rejected the Havamina that Rabbi Yehuda learns his halacha from the Ulam. That's all we really did. So we rejected Rabbi Yehuda's halacha that more than 20 amos is kosher from the Ulam. Okay, but the Gemara at this point is still of the understanding that according to the Rabbanan, they still learn the Makar for 20 amos from the Heichel. But the Heichel was not more than 10 amos wide. How then can the Tzuras HaPesach be more than 10 amos wide? The Gemara says it's not a kasha. Because this, who is the one that said that the Makar for the Tzuras HaPesach comes from the Heichel? It was Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav. The Gemara starts out. We have Machlokes in Mishnah. The Rabbanan Yehuda. The Rabbanan say 20 amos in height. Rabbi Yehuda says ain etzach lemayit. It can be more than 20 amos. So the Gemara is grasping what's the makar for this machlokes. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. We learn out from Rabbi Rabbanan. Learned out from the Rabbanan. Learned out from the Heichel. And Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the Pischoy Shel Ulam. The Gemara came along and said Rav made a mistake. Rav Masnisa at Isay. He was misled. He was only misled with regard to the Pischa Shel Ulam in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But as far as Rav is concerned, that was on the mark. That he was never misled. Oh, Rabbi Lou, where are you going? Come here. We're making a Siyum Wednesday night. Could you please come? K- Okay, Wednesday night at like 20 to 8. Okay, this Wednesday night. 20 to 9. So the Gemara says, since the entire Makar for this concept comes from Rav, Rav disagrees with this Mishnah later on. Rav holds when it comes to a Tzuras HaPesach, Einochanami Tzarech Lamait. A Tzuras HaPesach will not be more than 10 Amos wide, who shall passel every Erev in the whole world, almost. Because every Erev in the whole world is not, it's going to be the distance between the Lechis, most of the time, is more than 15-20 feet. Midu Taima Ela L'Rav, Einochanami, Hamasni, there was a Maishahaya, Hamasni Rav Huda L'Chia Bar Rav, Rav Chia Bar was the son of Rav, and Rav Huda was the Rebbe, Rav was observing the Rebbe teach his son Torah, and he told him, he taught his son that if you make a Tzuras HaPesach and the distance between one lechi and the other is more than 10 amos, Einoi Tzarech Lamait. The Amalei, Rav got up and he said, Asnaya, teach my son Tzarech Lamait. You're making a mistake, that's not the pshat. You do need Bimayit, because Rav Lishitasoi holds the Mukar for the Rabbanon comes 100% from the Pischa Shel Heichel, and the Pischa Shel Heichel was exactly 10 amos. And in Achnami, Rav is Choylik on the Mishnah, Rav Tanhu Polik, in some instances, he's Choylik on the Mishnah later on, and he holds that you do need to Bimayit in width as well. Elamayat, next Kasha, if that's Taka, you're still going to maintain this opinion. Now, Maltara, the Gemara is going to define in a few moments, it means some type of exotic Koira. It's an exotic Koira. Either it has designs, it was crafted like a bird nest, or it was very large pieces of cedar, which were very, very imposing. People took note of it. And the Maltra, we have halacha later on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you have a koira and the koira is above 20 amos, if the koira is designed like an amaltra, which means there are designs, it's decorated, or it's very large, the unusual large piece of wood, it's kosher afilu l'mala me'eshem amos. Why? To hechel. Since according to Rav, the Makar for the Rabbanu comes from the hechel had an amaltra. On top of the Pischoi Shel Heichel, above that 20 Amos, there were large pieces of wood. If you look at the model of the Beis HaMikdash, you will see when you come into the Heichel, on top there were a couple of large, very large protruding pieces of beams, which was a design. This was a beauty, a yoifi for the Heichel. Nevertheless, even though there were these large piece of wood that came above the opening of the Heichel, Hafilawachi Eshem Amo Hudugovoa. It was only 20 amos in height. It was still, even with the amaltra, it's still only called a Pesach when the height does not exceed 20 amos. Ditnan, so Mishnah Masechta Tamid, Midos, Chomesh amaltra shel Mela hayu, five large beams of shel Mela. Mela is a certain type of wood. So whatever, probably the article says, what kind of certain type of a very expensive wood, hayu, al gabov, on top of the Pesach of the Heichel, zo lemalam is a one on top of the other, zo lemalam zo, each one was a little bit bigger. Each one extended on the ends a little bit more, so it had in the first one was like this, the next one a little bit bigger, that had the appearance of a grand entrance into the Heichel. Right, like you see in the picture in the article, that was the Malt, that's called the Maltra. Al Gabav, so yet the Halach, so we have a problem. If Rav is correct, that the Makar for the Rabbanon comes from the Heichel, if that would be the case, so then everything must be exactly like the Heichel. The Heichel of Amaltra, and yet the height was 20 Amos. Yet we learned in the Mishnah later on that if you have an Amaltra, it's kosher, even if it's more than 20 Amos. The Gemara says,
V'hai mai tiyufta. So why does it have Amaltra? That's the question.
So Amaltra should make a difference.
Or you shouldn't even have one according to Rav. What's the point?
No, the kasha that the Mishnah later on says that if the Koira was an Amaltra, then it's kosher. But since the entire Makar comes from the Heichel, and the Heichel had an Amaltra, but yet the Amaltra was below the Pesach, it was still closed within 20 amos.
Oh, it was under 20.
No, the Malter was above 20, but it was closed. The entire, we're patterning, we're making the pattern, we're coming to design the essence of the Pesach from the Heichal. The Pesach of the Heichal, the roof, the top, the Mashkoif was 20 amos. That's it. That's the Mukar of the Pesach. The Shchotoy Oisai, Ushchotoy Oisai, Pesach Oihel Moyed. This is the Taich of the Pesach. So now that, and yet, it was an Amaltra, it's meaningless. Since this is the essence of a Pesach, where it reaches a height of 20 amos, and not more than 20 amos, we have no right to allow the Amaltra to make a difference. Because this is the essence. I'm not really explaining, but that's the best I know. I understand it. According to Rav, the Makor for the Pesach is the Pesach Heichal. The Pesach Heichal's Mashkoif reached at a height of 20 amos. Period. So now you want to go come up with an Amaltra? It should make a difference? No, it should not make a difference. The proof is, because even in the Beis HaMikdash, where there wasn't a Amaltra, the Mashkoif still stopped at 20 amos. So the Amaltra does not enhance the Taich of a Pesach, which comes to a height of 20 amos.
Therefore,
if you just have an Amaltra without a real Mashkoif, it's no good. It should be no good. If we pattern the design of a Pesach after the Heichal, an Amaltra should not help without the Mashkoif. The Mashkoif is the top of the door. The top of the door in the Heichal was exactly 20. And on top of that, there was an Amaltra. You want to come along and tell me now that if you don't have a Mashkoif of 20, you don't have that, but you have an Amaltra of 25, it's good. It's no good. Look at the Heichal. In the Heichal, there was an Amaltra of 25, but there was also a Mashkoif that was 20. And that's the Yikar. This is the essence of a Pesach. You can have an Amaltra, but the Amaltra is Le'mayla v'Le'morid unless you have also the Mashkoif that's exactly 20. Yet the Mishnah later on says that you don't have to have a Mashkoif, you can get rid of the Mashkoif, and you can have an Amaltra 25-30, it's going to be good. But that's not the way it was in the Heichal. The Heichal had an Amaltra, but it still had the Mashkoif at a height of 20. What's the kasha? It's not a kasha. It's not a raya. The only time this is a kasha is if you have both. If you have the Amaltra and you also have the Mashkoif, so then the fact that the Mashkoif is at 20, it rejects the koyach of the Amaltra. But whoever said in the Beis Hamikdash in the Heichal there was an Amaltra. When it says in the Mishnah Masech Midos there was an Amaltra, that was for the Ulam, not for the Heichal. The Ulam, nowhere according to Rav does the Torah ever define the Pesach of Ulam as a Pesach. You don't have a pasuk for that. The only time you have a pasuk for Pesach is by the Amaltra. Kitanya hid the Amaltra. Kitanya hid the Amaltra. But Ulam time that was taught by the Ulam. The Marz Akasha v'Haymai Kushi. What's the Kasha? Dilma. It's not a Kasha. Dilma Tavne Seichel Kitavnus. The Marz. It's not a Raya because we have a right to assume. The Marz making an assumption doesn't say this anywhere. But if we know for a fact there was an Amaltra by the Ulam, automatically we could assume there was an Amaltra by the Heichal also, because the Tzura of the two openings were identical to one another. The only difference was one was 40 in height, one was 20 in height. So back with the Kasha, when it comes to the Heichal, we have a right to assume that there was an Amaltra, because if there was an Amaltra by the Ulam, there's going to be an Amaltra by the Heichal, because the two different types of openings were patterned similar. That we have a right to assume that, because of Pesach to Pesach. And now there was an Amaltra above 20, and even though there was an Amaltra above 20, there was still a Mashkoif. So you see that Amaltra by itself is not enough. Even with the Amaltra, you still need the Mashkoif at the height of 20. Al-Dumar says, Ulam, Alama, Omar Avaloi, Omar Avrachava, Dalit, Afalpi, Shaina Berea. Yeah, we learned. We're reviewing the halacha. If you have a Amaltra that's 4 tzvachim wide, if it's 4 tzvachim wide, afal pi shena beria. Later, we're going to learn the halacha of a koira. Koira has to be straight. strong enough to support the weight of a brick. What happens if you have a very flimsy koira, and the flimsy koira is not, the koira is not strong enough to support the weight of a brick? It's not kosher. It's not kosher because the koira must be significant. But if the koira is very wide, it's a very wide koira, even though it's not strong enough to support the weight of a brick, kosher. It's also kosher. That's once the one halacha. Ruchav adalit. If the koira is four tefachim wide, afal bi she'ena bria, even if it's not strong. Or here's the point that we need for our gemara. Reviewing the halacha, im yeish lo amaltera, if the koira has this exotic design etched into it, afilu givoya yoyser me eshem ama, it's cautious. So that the Gemara is just coming back to that after everything, after all the dust settles, the Gemara is saying the kasha remains. The aside is Rav Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. The Rabbanon, who are of the opinion that the koira may not be higher than 20 amos, learn the makor from the Pesach of the Heichol. The Pesach of the Heichol was exactly 20, and it was 4, and it was 10 amos wide. The Gemara's kash is, but the Pesach of the Heichol, when everything is said and done, had an amaltera, had 5 beams on top of it, which is counted as an amaltera. And even though it had these 5 beautiful beams, it still had a mashkoif that was at a height of 20. So you see that the amaltera is not going to make a difference. You still need the taich of a Pesach, even with an amaltera, still needs to have a mashkoif at the height of 20.
So if it has a mashkoif, you're going to have to 20 mashkoif.
Exactly. It still needs that mashkoif at 20. Therefore, the question is, how then can it say in the Mishnah later on that if you have an amaltera that's high, and no matter how high it is, you don't need the mashkoif at the height of 20. So you don't need it. What?
It must be like Heichel.
Exactly. So it's supposed to be like the Heichel. The Heichel require, according to Rav, asking, so what's going on? And don't go tell me that the Heichel did not have an amaltra, because it did have an amaltra. It says in the Mishnah there's an amaltra by the Ulam, and just like there's an amaltra by the Ulam, we have a right to assume there's an amaltra by Heichel as well. So now the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Einachnami amaltra masnisahi. Amaltra masnisahi. The amaltra is a Mishnah man ketani, amaltra masnisni man ketani. In other words, it's not an authentic Mishnah. It's just an abraisa. This halach of amaltra is not an authentic Mishnah. It is a braisa man ketani. Who learned it? Who taught? Man ketani lo, who taught it? It's not, in other words, we're questioning who says that this braisa is authentic. It's just an outside braisa which has no validity, no authenticity, and therefore we do not need to take it seriously. So basically, Rav will disagree with it. Now, Rav is doing very well here, and this is the Masechta. We first knock out the next mission. If it's wider than Dalet Amos, Rav Tanahu Palik, he disagrees. And as far as the amount, Rav also disagrees. If Rabbi Yehuda Rav learns the Makar from the Mashkoi, from the Heichel, he ain't going to do the Malter as well.
If you left it as a Mishnah, not as a Baisa, why then Rav also for his comfortability?
Rav Tanu Polik. The Gemara is saying better. We don't need to come on because it's not even a Mishnah. It's only a Brayis. Only a Brayis. So I'm not Ketani La. The Gemara says no, not so fast. You don't go push away the Brayis so fast. B'ha Omar Baye B'ha Choma Bereid Derab Baravu Ketani La. He. It's authentic. It's taught by an authentic opinion. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. V'tel Yamalta Masnisa. Therefore, the question has now been reinstated. You know, the Nuskha of the Gemara in the beginning was a little bit different than other Masechtas. If you notice, it's a little bit more verbose. It's a little bit, the Sprach is a little bit different. But the Gemara says, okay, so very good. Excellent. You have proven the authenticity of this Braisa. So be it. V'tel Yamalta Masnisa. It's a Braisa. V'tikshi L'Rav. So the question is back. The question now has been reinstated to Rav. Amalucha Rav. Rav says, "No kasha dala no mihacha." Don't get me involved in this question. Masnisa mila kashna hadadi. Don't we have a contradiction between the Mishnayis? We have a contradiction between this Mishnah and the Braisa, because what does it say in the Braisa? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Masnisa mila kashna hadadi dechotanya leel behedya mavi shehu gavoa michof yoyser mipischa shalheichol." It's kosher. Alma Rabbanon, Dal, I'm sorry, what is he? Rashi, Dal anamiyacha, harimeni mikan kilu shaskilo madavar, mastisam lila kashadadi. Why? Tartanya lael behedya. Mavoy shugava mi chof yoyser mi piskosh lechel alma rabbana mi hosam garmi. So what's the kasha? Even, well, let's take a step back. The Mishnah never said the word heichel. Never. All it says in the Mishnah is a mavoy shugavaya lemaila me'eshem ama yemayit. The Mishnah never said the makor comes from the heichel. There was a beraisa that said that a mavoy shugavaya lemaila me'chaf, like the words, it's explicitly said like the heichel. So the beraisa explicitly linked the height of a mavoy to the heichel. Now, forget about me. Make believe I did not exist. Just make believe we have this brisa that says heichel, and we have here the sugya of a maltera, and the brisa. These two brisos contradict one another. Forget about me. Forget about I. What did Rav do? Rav came along and he took an anonymous mishnah, a mishnah that was silent. All the mishnah says l'mayel mechaf yemayit. I can give you 10 reasons why you have to l'mayel mechaf yemayit. Give all his sukkah. You don't see it. All different reasons. Rav was the one that got in trouble by telling us the reason for the Mishnah is because of Pischoy Shel Heichel. So make believe I never came along. Make believe I didn't exist. And the Mishnah says, L'mal Michafi Might, and we'll find you five other reasons. Put me aside. But there's a Bryce. And the Bryce explicitly says that the Makar for the Mavui is the Heichel. If it's the Heichel, then what does that automatically tell us? A Maltera is not going to work. It's not going to make a difference. Because the Heichel had an Amaltera. And with the Amaltera, you still need a Mashkoi for that 20. But there's another Braisa, Chama Bar Rava, Breda Rava, and he says a Maltera works. So Avi,
if Rav says that the Rai,
forgive it, Rav, make believe Rav didn't exist. Yeah.
If the Rai is Heichel,
yeah.
Then how do you know 20? Because the Heichel was
Heichel, 20. Even though there was an Amaltera.
But that's one of the components of making a Pesach, because Pesach Shal Heichel is 20.
Yes.
We want to know the height.
But we have a problem. The problem is, what would halacha be if you're learning from Pesach Shehechel? What would halacha be if you have an amaltera and you don't
maybe,
have?
Maybe the halacha to make a Pesach, you have to have 20 and an amaltera.
No, that so misvar. You're asking a very good question, but the Gemara is saying that misvar, that's not logical because an amaltera is only for design. The pasuk says Pesach.
So why don't we leave the svar alone and just say 20?
Yeah.
Why do we have to introduce a amaltera?
Because we have a contradiction. Let's take a step back. If the makar for 20 is the Pesach of the Heichel,
okay,
that automatically tells us a maltra is not going to work. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Gemara.
I don't understand why the Gemara has to bring this in. If we know 20,
the Gemara from the Gemara, it's a clear as day that if you're learning from the Pesach Shel Heichel, a maltra does not work because the Pesach Shel Heichel had an amaltra, and you still need 20.
But how do we know the 20? We know from the Heichel.
Fine. And what does the Heichel show us? You need 20, and a maltra doesn't make a difference.
The Heichel was 22.
But the Heichel was 20.
Let's say it was 22, yes. And it had a maltra. Then we'd say that it needs
20. But it's not the way it was. In the Heichel, it was exactly 20, and it had an amaltra. So what do we learn from there? We learn that the taich of a Pesach is exactly 20. It's not more than 20. And a maltra, lemala v'lemayrit. That's clear as day.
Fine.
Braisa. The Braisa says, a maltra works. So we got a very big problem. If you want to attribute the Mishnah to Rav, so Rav is going to take the heat for the problem. Rav says, don't get me involved here. Forget about me. Make believe I didn't exist. Let's put it aside. You'll find another reason for the Mishnah. But there's a Braisa. And the Braisa says, Heichel. And that Braisa is in conflict with the Amaltera.
You're stuck on learning 20 from the Heichel. Because of this, this looks like we can't learn 20 from the Heichel anymore. It's not from the
Heichel. So 20 doesn't matter then.
No, as
we need a new Makar, we need a new reason for the Heichel.
It can't be 20s from the Heichel anymore.
It's from someplace else.
Exactly, correct. It has to be. Right. We don't know what the other reason is. We have not learned anymore. Right. So therefore, Rav says, take me out of the picture. Even if you take me out of the equation, don't you have a kashrut to brisos? One brisa, forget about the Mishnah. There's a brisa that says Heichel. And then there is a maltra. Elamai islach lemema. What are you going to answer? What's the answer? The answer is tanoihi. When it comes to those two brisos, you have no choice but to say it's machlokes tanoim as to why 20 is no good. So lididinami tanoihi. So therefore, even if you want me, I want to attribute our Mishnah Masechta Ervin from Rabbeinu Hakadosh to the Heichel, and now you're going to challenge me from a brisa that a maltura works. That's a different Tana. In other words, I disagree. That's really what he's saying. He does disagree. I hold this Mishnah is going to go like a Malta, go like Heichel and Heichel and Achanami. Heichel disagrees with the Brice of a Malta. Tanoi. Fine. That answers one answer. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Beloi Rav Masis Nadali Loi Koshes. No, you can't do that. Rav has to take the pressure. Why? Because LeRabbanon Loi Koshes. If you take the two Brices, the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Beloi Rav Masnisa Hadadi Loi Kosher. Why? Rabbanon Koira Time Amai. What's the reason why the Koira is Kosher? Mishum Hekera. Hekera. Right, you take note. Oh, but the Braisa says the word Heichel. No, that's not the Pshah in the Braisa. The high Diktani Yesu Episcopal Shal Heichel Simona Be'alma. Unbelievable answer. The Gemara is saying very big said it. Rav is much worse than the Braisa. Because the Braisa, when the Braisa says Yoiser and Episcopal Shal Heichel, the Braisa does not in any way mean to say the Mekor for 20 comes from the Heichel. Nothing doing. Do you know why 20 is the height of the Koira? Because 20 is that's as far as your eyes see. We have this by Menorah, Chanukah Menorah, a Menorah that's the Malam Meshram is no good, and we have this by Sukkah. The Gemara is going to say Leman Yei Derezeki Masisa Shav until 20. You know. So when it comes to a Koira, Mishum Hekedam Mishum Chitza. Right away, the Gemara is getting involved in a lot of very touchy subjects. The Koira is Mishum Hekera, and until 20 Amos, your eyes see. So why did the Braisa connect the dots and say like the Heichel? Just a simon. Just a nice way to remember, a way to connect the dots. Therefore, but why is Rav? So therefore, there's no kasha. So, but let's say you have an Amaltera. Oh, Amaltera, you take note. It's something which, it's glitter. Smoke and mirrors. You see, right away, it's going to remind you it's going to be good. But Rav is worse. Because what did Rav do? Amar Rav Yudam Rav. Where did the Rabbanon learn 20? The Makor comes from the Heichel. So the Gemara is saying, Rav, don't say Dal Anome Hocha. Don't get me involved. If you get rid of me, you're still going to have a problem. You're going to have to say Machlekes Tanna. The Gemara is saying, no. If we get rid of you, we have no problem. Because without you, it's Mishum Hekera. It's Mishum Hekera, and Mimela, the two work very well together. Malta is Mishum Hekera, and when it says Heichel, Simona Ba'alma. But you stepped over the red line. You said it's not just Mishum Hekera, you said it's not just Simona Ba'alma, the Heichel is the Mikar for the, you quoted a Pasuk, Ushchotei Oysai Pesach Oil Mayed. You quoted a Pasuk. You really took it seriously, and therefore we got a problem. We got a problem, then according only according to you, we're going to be able to say it's not like it's Tanoim.
Why didn't Lamar bring a pasuk from much earlier?
What do you mean much earlier? Where?
Habar Regen Bamayim.
The Habar, what does that do with anything? We're talking about Pesach. We need a Pesach.
We're talking about
20 hours. But we're not talking about Heker. We're talking about, first it doesn't say the number. That by Bar Regen Bamayim, we don't know how deep the bar was. It doesn't diminish.
So it says it was more than 20 hours.
We don't know that's you're talking in Midrashim and that's Drush. That's not explicit anywhere in the past the bar was 20 hours. We have no Makar for that other than Misaira. The Heichel, it's a fact that the Heichel, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Tzur of the Heichel was 20 hours night. It's different. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, therefore, so the Gemara is going to give time. So the Chayyim Tani Yisrael Bissel Shulam B'Siman B'Yamav. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Nachman never goes to Kasha. According to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Nichi is loy l'sur lechoder hoder Rabba. So according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, so he has a problem because according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, how are we going to reconcile the contradiction between the two brayos? So he Nichi loy l'sur lechoder Rabba if he doesn't hold of Rabba, in other words, Rabba was the one.
They were the
six.
We didn't say
what Rabba says. We didn't say Rabba says that's a sukkah. Eli Svirle Yehod Rabba. What did Rabba say? The Rabba lists go a few lines and we'll come back and explain. But if Rav Nachman Yitzchok says that it's not Mishum Simona, but and he holds of Rabba, we can make a combination of Yehod Rabba. The Yomer Rabba, Ksiv it says in the pasuk, Leman Yehidu Darasechti Basukas Shafti Shafti Ad Es Shemama Odom Yedesh Shudar Basukas Leman Yes Shemama Einu Dem Yedesh Mishum Zloy Shalto Beino Al Magav Basukas Nam Beikera Pligi If Look Betarte Lomeli. So now we got a very big problem. According to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, that says the whole time is Mishum Ekeira. What did Rav Nachman Yitzchok do? He says the two brisos, we got rid of Rav. We put Rav aside. The two brisos, there's no contradiction. Why not? Why is there no contradiction to the brisos? Because they're both discussing a concept of Heker. Until 20 amos, you take note. Less than 20 amos, you can no longer see. That's the time the machlekes between. That's the time of the Rabbanon. The machlekes between the Rabbanon and Yehuda by Mavui. Does a person's eyes, they take notice of something that's above 20 amos. And that's why a maltra is not a kasha. Because even according to one that sits until 20, you do not see. If there's a maltra, you will take notice. But if that's correct, then there is repetition. Why then do they have to argue the same machlekes by sukkah? There's the same exact machlekes sukkah. L'mal l'meyeshem is it psula? The Rabbanon say psula. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's not psula. So why do we need the repetition, the double machlekes by mavui and by sukkah? Let the halacha be stated in one place, and automatically on our own we can figure out. Bishlaim, if you learn not, that's not because of Leman Yedur, Sechem, the Shalt Be'ino, it's a whole different time, so they're two different machlekes. When it comes to Mavui, it's Mishum Hekeira. When it comes to Sukkah, it's a whole different time. You get Tzel. What's the other time? The other time, giving himself the Sukkah, that until 20 Amos, you're getting Tzel from the Sach. Higher than 20 Amos, you're no longer getting Tzel from the Sach, you're getting Tzel from the Defanis. So it's two different reasons. But if you learn the Ketam, why higher than 20 Amos is no good is because Mishum Hekeira. And now you, Rav Nachman, by Yitzchok, have just taught us that when it comes to Mavui, the Machloikis between the Brises, everyone agrees it's Mishum Hekeira. So there's repetition. Why do we have to have two Brises, two Mishnayis teaching the same exact thing? If Lutati Lamali, the Gemara says Tzricha, we need both. It's critical we have both. Why? Because the Yashmin Gami Sukkah, Behol Kam Rabbi Yehuda came to Lishiva Vida Shalta Be'ena. When it comes to Sukkah, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to only until 20 because you're sitting in the sukkah. When you're sitting down in the sukkah, you only notice you're in schach until 20. Your range of vision is a mardik yisayr. The word is havamina. Your range of vision, every havamina is also emes. Every havamina, your range of vision when you're walking is greater than your range of vision when you are sitting. When you are sitting, you don't notice things above 20 amos. But when you are walking, you are in motion. Then you see things above 20 amos. So therefore, we will only say one. We would not know the other. Kamash one. No. Even though we might think like that, it's not true. They are exactly the same. The Ashmin of Al-Bohav. Only said in the case of the Mavui. B'chol kamei rabbanon that your range of vision is greater. Avu b'chach even modeli Rabbi Yehuda min deilu tzricha. So that concludes this very complicated Gemara. So we have the maskana. We have the maskana. How many reasons do we have for according to rabbanon? We have really two reasons, if not mistaken. We have the time because of the heichol. That's one approach. That's what Rav really says. And then we have the Tam, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, the way he learned Shan the Braisa, that it's not because of the Pesach of the Heichol, it's Mishum of Hekeira. But there's one caveat, very critical. What's the machlekes between the Rabbanon, between Rav and Rav Nachman Yitzchok? Is the Kara Mishum Lechitza? Or is it Mishum Hekeira? We only can have the luxury of saying that until 20 Amos Shalta Be'ena if you learn that it's Mishum Hekeira. But if you learn that the Kari is Mishum Mechitza, L'choyer Rav learns Mishum Mechitza, it's not Mishum Hekeira, the Mela, then even if it's more than 20 Amos, it should be a Koshera Mechitza. What's the difference? That's why you must come on to the Pesach Heichel above 20 Amos. That's not called the Mechitza, that's not called the Pesach.
And we discount anything about this Amatzer?
No, so Maltus, according to Rav, according to Morzmaskana, according to Rav, it's Machlokes Tanoim. That's clear.
What?
That according to Rav, according to the Mishnah, Maltus does not work.
Even if you had a Maltra at 19 and you had the Korah at 20.
No, a Maltra at 19, no, it's not going to work.
And if you had
the malter technically can't serve as the koira. If the malter is constructed the right way, the malter is the koira.
If the malter is 21,
yes,
would that help?
No, according to Rav, absolutely not. Gemara's maskana is Rav is very clear. Rav learns the makar for the pischoy shel heichol is the makar for the mavoi is the pischoy shel heichol.
So the only chiddush of a malter is that it's not really a.
It doesn't work according.
It's not really a korah, but if it was at 20, it would work.
Absolutely, the malter can be the korah as long as the malter is constructed, it fits all the other rules of a korah. There's nothing, according to Rav, there is nothing special about an amalter. If the amalter is strong enough to makabel an ariach, it's thick enough. Or if it's wide enough, it's dal tvachim, we don't care about its beauty.
So why don't we say that that's a koira?
It is a koira.
So where
the chiddush is that it's a kosher koira above 20 amos according to the braisa. That's the chiddush.
Okay.
If it's above 20, no matter how thick and strong and massive it is, according to the Mishnah, it's no good. The Braya says, but if that koira happens to be an amaltera,
yep,
it's a beautiful exotic koira, it's kosher.
Yep.
Oh, why is it kosher? Rav says, machlokes tanoim, that's not true. That's all. What?
It's not kosher.
It's not kosher. What?
He doesn't believe in
Kaira. Rav does believe in Kaira. But Lamata Miyud. Lamata Miyud, of course, Kaira. You don't have to have a Lachi. A Kaira is good enough, but it must be Lamata Miyud.
But the reason is that the Malter is decorative in your Einoshoto. So
that's only if you hold of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and you hold of the other Brayso, so that says that the whole time of a Kaira is Mishum Hekeira. If it's Mishum Hekeira, then there's a Svar to say that Mishum HaKeira, so Stama Zoya, boring Koira, your range of vision will only see until 20.
Yeah.
But exotic Koira, your range of vision will see even if it's higher than 20.
Yeah.
But that's only if you hold Mishum HaKeira. If you hold that it's Mishum Mechitza, and the Makor for the Mechitza comes from the Pischoy Shel Heichel, there's nothing to talk about. Above 20, no ands, if, and buts. It's possible.
Okay. So, what the case
it's not an amalter.
I thought we were talking about it was an open wall. You have shalosh mechitzas.
Yes, three mechitzas.
And the fourth wall is totally open.
Correct, it is.
But now you tell, but by the Mishkan, whatever it was, it was a wall.
It was a Turis of Pesach.
It was a Turis of Pesach.
Oh.
One second, but let's respect it. It was very hard.
Yes.
The wall extended beyond that. Let's say it started at 20 feet, right?
Okay.
It went up 10 more feet.
So what you're really asking is, what the Gemara asks, you should need doors, and you should
I'm
need...
I'm not asking you should need doors. I'm asking like this. Now that we're telling me that... So let's say there's an apartment up there.
Correct.
It's not three machines. This is
correct.
Four machines, except that there's this big garage door that's 20 feet wide.
Right.
And it goes all the way in. Right?
So
now you're telling me that's
no good.
It's put on mountain.
Right.
To bring it down.
A Mishum Hekeira.
See something, but if the door mantra, one little Kaira.
Yeah.
I'm not going to see it. There's a whole wall on top of that. That's my eye.
According, if you learn, Rav learns the makar for the Pesach, the makar for the Koira comes from the Heichel. That means you follow halacha, very strict halacha.
The Heichel wasn't a little Koira or a little Amalter.
You're right. There were more features. There was beautiful stone, and there were doors.
Very high. It was a wall.
Even though it was very high and there was a wall, that point that you're making is really equivalent to the Gemara's question, we should need doors. If the Gemara would have asked, it should be very high. What would the Gemara say? You're right, but that's not the essence of the Pesach. That's just additional features. Those are extra beauty and characteristics of what was there in the Heichel. But that's not the essence of a Pesach.
What you're telling me is that a wall that has a doorway that's 20 feet high is not called a wall.
No, it's not a Pesach. That's right. If you learn like Rav, that the Makar comes from the Pischoy Shel Heichel, there are very strict guidelines. The Pischoy Shel Heichel's Mashkoif was at 20. That's the Ikur of a Pesach, period. According to the Braisa says it's only Simone Ba'alma. Simone Ba'alma means the Ikur is Mishum Hekeira. If you will construct a situation where there's a Ikur Ba'alma, like your case, where there's a massive thing, that's an Amaltera. It's going to be okay. in a chanami. Okay, let's go right. So this concludes this. Now the Gemara just goes and discusses a little more detail what exactly is a malter. It's the last small line. My amalter. What exactly is a malter? The Gemara says, "As machlekes Rav Chaim Berei Derabba Bar Rav Amar Kine." It is a beam that has designs. They're craftsmen that etched what looked like birds' nests. I don't know why dafka birds' nests, but it seems this is what it says. Kiyos Rav Dimi Amar Amar. He said Amar Bimar Rava Piske Diaris. It means large pieces of wood. Okay, large piece of cedar wood. Now the Gemara says, "Man de'ama piske di'arzo." The one that's piske di'arzo, it's much more imposing. I'm sorry. It's less imposing. You'll notice quicker. Kine, we don't really know what this is. I never really.
Gargoyles.
We don't know what kine is. But kine is more exotic than piske di'arzo. You say piske di'arzo, kol shekein kine. However, man de'ama kine. If you learn that amalter means kine, it must be really exotic. It must really glitter. And but avo piske di arza piske di arza, they're making up. We don't really know this. Avo piske di arza to go to a museum. Maybe I wonder if he has a pshat in the Living Torah Museum. I wonder if he has a Deutsch. If he has a makar. This is up mamish up his alley to find from the time of the Mishnah It's not so hard to trace. An amalter from the time of the Mishnah. We're not going back to time of the bias. As after the Churban, maybe you can find what it means a kine. They have to ask him. Fine. The Mersakash, my time. The Mersakash, when it comes to Piske Diarzo, what's the reason? It's just large, oversized pieces of wood. That's sufficient. Why? Because it's very wide, it's very large. So you take note. You're walking in the street, wow, look at that big thing over there. Oh, if that's the case, so a sukkah is the ultimate Piske Diarzo. It's not just one beam. It's moishach. When you're sitting in the sukkah, it goes the entire ceiling. Is piske diarza basically the schach? So if a sukkah is the schach is the malam, the eshemama, that should be the ultimate piske diarza. So a sukkah do nafish moshchev. The kamer abon duloy. Ella the gemara says ella kevin to kachashiv is the gemara retracts. It's right. It's not because it's noticeable. Very interesting. The gemara is saying that piske diarza is not because you take note. It's because it is choshev. Halfly the fella, it's choshev. And when it's choshev, even though I don't see it, I will force myself to see it. Because when you go to another country for a tour, you wouldn't notice, but you go see, because since it's like Kol, what am I here for already? I'm already here. I might as well go see the Grand Canyon, right? Well, you might as well go see the seven wonders of the world. Once you're there already, you'll go see the Alps, you'll see it already. It's like Kol, you'll go see it. So when you walk, you're not necessarily gonna see it. Oh, but it's Choshev. Ooh, piske the eyes. You know how heavy these beams are. How much they cost? Where they come from? Oh, so you'll pick up your eyes, take note of it. Mail. Oh, Shabbos. This is the Rosh. It's not like the Shram. You'll be the hacker. But schach. What is the essence of schach? Psoiles. Schach is the psoiles. Gurin the yekev. It's mamish. The spitz of something that's not choshev. What is the whole essence of schach? It's psoiles. Gurin the yekev. And that's why you're not going to take note of the schach, you're not going to pay much attention. Okay, next. Now we go to a new sugya. Niksas, koira, besachas, mrs. koira, lamalam, yes, plus you have a koira. You have a very, you have a koira. Part of the koira is below 20, and part is above 20. Or, for that matter, another example, within 20, a part is above 20. Mixa schach, besachashim, mixa schach, lamalam, yeshim. What is halacha? Omar rabba. Bemavi kosho, so he differentiates between the mavi kosho and besukkah puzzle. The mercy of avi is kosho, maishno, bemavi the kosho, they are meaning kolosh. Kolosh means we're going to split. We're going to, how do they touch in the art school? Kolosh, to separate, to split. Kolosh.
Thin it out.
We're going to thin out. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to separate the part below 20, above 20. So, by circle, we say kolosh. So, we're going to basically take the car and cut into two parts. So, we're going to assume that the part below 20 is in and of itself. If we would take a knife and cut the part of the car that is above 20, so the part that's below 20 in and of itself would be kosher. Now, we have one thing we have to keep, important thing to remember at this point in the Gemara. And at this point, the Gemara assumes that when it says in the Mishnah that the Mavi may not be higher than 20, that means the Koira must be within 20. And the Schach must be within 20. The Gemara at the very end is going to retract. The Gemara debate is going to say, according to one opinion, that the mavui, the empty space, can be 20, and the koira starts right on top of that. The sugar can be 20, and the schach must start immediately on top of that. But the Gemara Nachmanides does not learn like that. The Gemara Nachmanides learns that when you have a mavui and a sukkah, everything must be within 20. So when part is above, part is below, kolush, we thin it out, we take a knife, so what are you left with? Oh, I'm not kosher koira. So that's the dominant kolush. The Gemara says, that's the case, sukkanami, lema kolush. The Gemara says, no, because if you're going to thin out the schach, it's not going to be chamsum, it's going to be not going to be tzilza beruba. If you thin it out, then if you take away the schach that's above 20, the stuff that's below 20 is not going to be sufficiently thick to prevent the sun from coming into the sukkah. The Gemara said that's the problem. So when you take the kor, when you thin out the kor, so no longer will the thickness of the kor that's below 20 be strong enough to support the brick. The kor is going to be weak, and when the wind will blow, the kor will fall down. It's a flimsy kor; it's not kosher. El al kor koch nasu. What's the answer? Nasu. No. You know why it's kosher? Because the part that's below 20 is rock solid. It's solid wood, and the wood, even that wood, it's like steel beams. It's like spits, like pieces of metal. So too, when it comes to sukkah, we have a right to assume that the schach is thick enough, even if we will cut out the schach that's above 20, the part of the schach that's below 20 will be thick enough to provide more sun than shade. More shade than sun. So the Gemara says, the answer is, here's the answer. A new yisoid, the Gemara, a chilik meyachid, and a rabbin sukkah del yachid who he loymidkar. We're concerned as follows. We're concerned that if you have a sukkah, what's going to happen? If part of the schach is below 20, part is above 20, there's a possibility that maybe, even though today everything is kosher, maybe tomorrow, 7 days of sukkahs, you know, some of the twigs will fall off. Happens, some of the schach falls off, and you'll be left with only the schach that's above 20. So if we allow the sukkah to be kosher today, you go into the sukkah, oh, the shade in the sukkah, it's very nice. And really, half the schach is no good, because half the schach is lamat l'meyashim. But from the part that's lamat l'meyashim, that does the job by itself, so it's good. Then, second day sukkahs, third day sukkahs, every day a couple of twigs fall off. You don't even realize that the part of the schach that fell off is the part that's below 20. And the only shade you're getting now is from the schach that's lamat l'meyashim. And you're sitting in a sukkah that's not kosher. You're making a bracha levatola, leshem b'sukkah, bracha levatola. And you're not yet in the midst of sukkah. So, and no one's going to notice, because you're an individual. Yachim means you're just you, yourself, and your family. You're not going to pay attention. The Mele Chazal did not trust you. It's a dangerous situation that you're in. It's kosher, but who knows, it'll be kosher tomorrow. Bava Yosu, Yalva Koira. Today it's half below, half above. Who knows, maybe tomorrow the wind, the wood will warp, and it will go up, and everything will be Lamal Meyashim. But the Mavui is a public building, it's a community center, the Mavui. So if you don't notice it, the Kanoa, you cross the street, he'll notice it. Okay? He'll notice it. Someone will notice it, so you have to be worried. That's the chil between the two. So Maishna, Ikolash, the more answer, Ikolash, Ella, Al Karchanas, I told you the Gemara is next shot, the other way around. Sukkah del yachid hi pum fakar. Since you are the only one. No, I skipped the Gemara. I'm sorry, I skipped. Right, so this is it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom. You're not going to remind each other. Sukkah din deraisa achmir barabani wa machmir. They hold that it's possible. They don't want to be machmir. However, mavui drab. Rabbanon, Mikra, you don't need a lech, you know, it's a Rosh Hayachid, you know, it's not a Rosh Rabbim, it's okay. The Melo Loy Achmiru Be Rabbanon, you're not so machmir, as long as part of the Kar is Lamata Meyashim, it's okay. Ravad, Ravaras Namasti, Loj Lahashmaitz, the Rava, he learns the Sugya Pum Vakert. Here we go, Omar Rabba, Bimavoy, Possel. By Mavoy, it's Possel. Bisuka Kishera. The Marasa Kasha, what's the Kalik Maishno, Sukha the Kshera, why? By Sukha the Kshera, why? Then we say Kolosh. Sukha, we're going to say Kolosh, we're going to say that even if you remove away, you'll remove the part that's the Mala. It's still enough left. So for that, Madam of Inami, Lema Kolosh, the Gemara says, no, E Kolosh, Le Havale Karni, Tel Spiruach, it's too light. The Gemara says, for that same reason, Hochinami, Kolosh, Le Havale Cham Saru Mitzilta, you're not going to have enough shade. El Al Karchach, we're not afraid of that. You do have enough shade. Al Karchach Naseh, Siltim Lumichamta, Hochinami, Af of Al Karchach Nasu Kishun Shomatech, as if you go and you'll cut the Kari into half, the bottom part is still strong enough to support the weight of the brick, it's still going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, you're right, I'm going to be Parzakaya, Sukha, Diliyachid, Pumfakar. That was a new star. Sukha Diliyachid, since you're the only one that's going to be there, you're going to be very careful to make sure that that part of the Tzchak is Lamat and Yud. He, Rami Anavshe, Umitkri, you'll remember, Mavui Dil Rabim, he, a Mavui, that's for the Rabim. Anything that belongs to the community, Samchina Hadadi, Mitkri, they'll rely upon each other, not remember, Yamri Inshe, Kadera, Dere Shutve, a pat. That belongs to partners, it's not hot, it's not cold. Everyone says, oh, the other person will take care of the chalent. And in the meantime, no one takes care of it, and if we have nothing. So therefore, that's what Chazal machmir by a rabbin. Everyone will rely upon the other one, you'll have nothing at the end. When it comes to Yachid, you're the only one that's responsible. Private, this is a very big concept in their private yeshivas and their public yeshivas. So each has its smiles. Private yeshiva, someone really cares. Public yeshiva, everyone. On the other hand, a public yeshiva, you have in Mila, they're Milas. Everyone has a Milas. That's the Marzi. It presents both sides of the coin. Fine. Ravina Marina says, Sukha Daraisa Loi Bechizek. Another answer. Sukha is Daraisa. I'm sorry for Makem. It's Daraisa Loi Bechizek. The Mela, it's good the way it is. Mavu Drabon, we have to be Machmir. It's only Drabon. And people, it's only Drabon. Big deal. The Mela, if it's half and half, you have to be Machmir. Boy Chizek, no, it's no good. My Havila, what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line if you have a Mavui and half the curve is Lamata, half is Lamata and half is Lamala, or Schach? Half is Lamata, half is Lamala. What is the Halacha? Rabba, Bar Rav Ula, Omar, Zev, Zev. Possel. No chiluk between the two. They're both possel. Rav Amar, that's halacha. Zev is their kosher. Why? Because this halacha nicely paskin. Chalal sukkah. Tnan chalal mavui. Halacha l'maisa. When we learn the Mishnah 20 Amos, that means the chalal mavui. The koira can start immediately after the 20. Sukkah, when we say that 20, it's chalal sukkah. The schach is allowed to start immediately above the 20. You don't need, like in the Gemara's Havamina, that the schach and the kirby within the 20 amas. Saita. Amar Pabla Rava, Tayyid Misailach, Mavishu Gavoya, it says in the Mishnah, Mavishu Gavoya, Me Eshemama, Yoyser, look what it says, it's higher than 20, Yoyser, Be Pischoy Shal Hechel Yemait. The Hechel Gufoy, the Hechel itself, the Chaloloy, the Mashkoif, was above 20. The opening was 20, the mouth was above Chaloloy Eshem, period. Eser, Rav Sivar, Barabash, the Rapapa. Keta Yoyser, Keta Yoyser, the Bryce is fakert. How do you make the Kaira? You put the Kaira from the edge of 20 ulamata. So what do you see? You see that the entire Kaira must be within 20. The Gemara says that's not the correct reading of the Bryce. Lamsh reading, Ema ulamala. No, you put it, change the gear. So sas eshem ulamala. The rest, you can't do that. You have no right to go and manipulate the text. V'holamata katani. So the Gemara is an incredible chiddush. Hakamashal. No, we're not changing the text. This is what it means. Dilamata kilamala. Malamala chalola eshim aflamata chalola asara. We know that the sumovi must be at least 10 tfochim tall. You have a mavui, and the mavui you want to use a kaira. I have a big opening, and the mavui is open wide. So you put the kaira up. The kaira is above 20; it's too high. No one's going to see it. Let's say you put the kaira very low. It's okay. You can put the kaira in the middle. We have two walls. You can put the kaira any way you want. But let's say you put the kaira all the way down on the ground. 5 tefachim or 9 tefachim. Tefachim, not amos. Tefachim, not 20. 20 amos is 40 feet. Tefachim, 10 tefachim. So it's not a kosher korah. What do you mean it's not a kosher? It's not a kosher, that's not a Pesach. The Pesach has to have a mashkoif. It's just blocking, it's blocking the wall. It's nothing. I mean, in one hand it's blocking you from going, so I'll jump over it. It's not going to prevent you from going out into the street. I'll just jump over it. It's not called a Pesach. A Pesach means you have to have at least a gap from the ground to the mashkoif of at least 10 tzvachim. So now here's the question. Let's say I have a Korah, and the Korah is part above 10 Tzvachim, part below 10 Tzvachim. No good. Because the entire Korah is a Chumrah. The entire Korah must be Lemala mi 10 Tzvachim, just like the Korah must be, the Halal of the Mavui must be, can be 20 Amos. In other words, here we go. Where is the Mavui is what? The Mavui is a Halal. 20 Amos. 20 Amos of empty space. Above the 20 Amos of empty space, that's where you're allowed to first begin the Korah. The Korah need not be within 20. The Halal Mavui is 20, and on top of that Halal, you can now first, if you wish, to begin your Korah, that's kosher. Just like you're allowed to have a Halal of a Mavui 20, you are required to have a Halal, an empty space of 10 Tzvachim Lemata, before the Koira begins. Here it results in a Chumrah. When it comes to the Koira Lamala, it's a Kula. You could have the Koira first begin after 20, because there's a Halal of a Mavui of 20. But that results in a Chumrah, that when you want to have the lowest part, when you want to begin the Koira with the very lowest part, before you can put a Koira that should be called a Mashkoif to close off the Koira, you must have a Halal of 10 Tvachim. If part of the Koira is above 10 Tvachim, part below 10 Tvachim, even though part is above, it's no good. They must. So that's what it means, Zulamata. Now we read the Brayis. The Brayis says, esrim, that you could add in the word, Ulamala. And then, and by the way, this concept that you need a halal of 20 is true also for Ulamata. You need a halal of 10 tfachim, Ulamata, the bottom, minimum, the bottom. That's something we're answering. One more time, one more. It says, Malamala. So it's a Hakamash Mulan, the Lamata, below on the ground, the 10 tfachim is Kilamala. Malamala, halala eshrim, Avlamata, halala eshrim. Asorah 10 tfachim. Come on, Abai Bishmer Rav Nachman. Amas Sukkah, Amas Mavi, Amas Bas Chamisha, Amas Klein, Bam Bam, Bas Shish, Bas Shisha. Okay, just start the Gemara. There are two different Amos. There really are two different Amos. There's an Amma that has 5 tfachim, and there's an Amma that has 6 tfachim. The Amma of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Amma of Moshe Rabbeinu was 6 tfachim. It was a larger Amma. The Amma of the Rabbanon is a smaller Amma of only 5 tfachim. Now, within the Amma itself, the Gemara is going, there's an Amma of Secha Kois and Amma Satsevos. They are sad. When the person is sad, his mouth cringes, shrivels. So a tefach is 4 fingers. So are the 4 fingers loosely spaced or are the 4 fingers tightly spaced? The nafkamina is a chatzi etzpa. If you loosely space your fingers, you will gain 4 fingers plus a half a finger. If you compress your fingers, then you don't have that chatzis. So those are going to be different shirim. The Gemara is going to say that sometimes we use the am of 5, sometimes 6, depending on the halacha. Generally, when it comes to any din derabbanon, we're going to be makel. We're going to manipulate the amos to be of a size where it will result in a leniency. And any time we're going to discuss a din deraisa, we're going to manipulate where it's going to be a din l'chumra, and sometimes secha, sometimes etc. So we'll conclude, Mir Hashem, Wednesday night, we're going to make a sima mesech to Shabbos. So what we'll do is we're going to start learning 15 minutes earlier. We'll learn a quarter. Wednesday we'll start learning a quarter to 8. We'll learn. And we'll stop about, I guess, like 20 minutes, 20 to 9, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less. And we'll be messiahing the last 20, 25 minutes. If anyone wanted to bring in mezonos, If anyone wants to bring in, please bring in chametz, you left over mishloach manos, you bring in some mezonos, some like a lechayim, and the Rav Misham will be here. The Rav will be here, he'll mahanas with Tivei Torah.